Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So if you go there and check it out, I hope you will. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out the blog, the archives, the articles, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the last 12-plus years. And Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jeff's with us right now. We're talking this segment. We're going to talk about a new toy that Jeff got, right, Jeff?
It's not a toy. It's a business tool. Please.
I know what a gearhead you are. For you, it's a toy. What'd you get?
Well, you know, I got an iPhone. I got the iPhone 4S.
The S.
And excuse me?
The 4S.
The 4S.
Not to be confused with the 4.
Not to be confused with the 4. And the only discernible difference between the two is Siri. There's a few other slight differences, but it has Siri, which is the voice-activated device on there, so you can ask it to make a phone call, you can ask it to schedule an event.
We'll talk about that in a second, but why did you choose, I know you do a lot of reviewing, did you actually buy this, or did they send this to you?
No, this was, Apple don't send no phones out for gimmies. They might give you a review unit,
Zabar actually got up off his backside and paid for this?
Actually, I did that, and in fact, I went down to retail and bought it in person, so I wouldn't have to wait, you know, 3 days for it to come via FedEx or whatever.
Right.
We had discussed recently how I was doing a review of different phones, and specifically different phones and their carriers, and for better or worse, we're tied into one of the providers that has the hook sunk pretty deep with bundling and has all our family phones and all that sort of stuff on there. But more to the point, we looked at a bunch of different handsets, those running Android.
You don't want to say which company it is?
I don't care. It's AT&T. So we're with AT&T, and I don't. I'm not especially fond of them. I don't care about 4G necessarily. I mean, it's not enough for me to move over to Verizon to get the 4G network.
Well, AT&T would be enough for me to move over to Verizon. But go ahead.
Well, you know what? I don't have enough problems with it to overcome all the services I get and some of the cost savings I get by bundling all the stuff we have. They still have a very good residential footprint for their services, including, landline and DSL and things like that. Right. I get it at a discount because I have it all bounced.
So why did you choose the 4? The 4S?
It's the only one. The 4 versus the 4S. The 4, I think, is only available in a smaller size. I think like 8 gigs now. Mm-hmm. I needed. And this is, you know, we could do a whole show.
Why did you need more than 8 gigs? That's a lot of memory.
Well, because the other thing is, and we've had these discussions before, I'm an audiophile, so I love my music.
Ah.
I have essentially about 15 gigabytes worth of music in my iTunes.
Wow, that's
and
a lot
if
of
I'd
music.
Gone for, if I had gone for 4, that's about 3,000 songs. Had I gone for the 4, it wouldn't have had the capacity.
Right.
So then it was a matter of, yes, the 4S. And then which size? They had 8, 16, 32, and 64.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as memory, gigabyte memory capacity.
So you went to 32.
I went with the 32 because my daughter the week before had gotten the 16. And an inside scoop that people need to know, when you buy these phones and you look at the memory capacity, they tell you 16 gigs, but the capacity is already consumed by the operating system and some of the apps that are pre-installed, some of the applications and software pre-installed. So her 16 gig had 2.5 gigs already consumed by the operating system and other devices running in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So she came in with 12 gigs of music. She had a device that had about 12.5 or 13 gigs remaining, and that's how much music she has. So we had to take it back and bump her.
So you have to keep up with that. Now, talk to us about Siri, because the 4S has Siri. That's the voice activated. A friend of mine has. He was telling me about this the other day. He says it's phenomenal.
You know what? It's really, really intuitive, and the voice activation, the voice recognition. I said, Siri, find me, and again, it's using your location from your phone to find out using cell signals and GPS. It's finding out where you are. So I said, find a pizza place near me. And I think they do this in some of the ads and some of the reviews. And up pops a list of pizza restaurants in my immediate area. One of the funny things is I asked it, we were driving south to my mom's house in the Miami Heat. We're playing their season opener. And there was a lot of traffic, but I didn't realize the Miami Heat was playing. So I went online, and this is the downside. I went online, or not online, but I asked Siri, are the Miami Heat playing tonight? Mm. It understood exactly what I said, but she misinterpreted it. So she said, did you ask, are the Miami Heat playing tonight? Yes. Now playing Tonight, Tonight, Tonight by Phil Collins. So it went into my iTunes and started playing that song, which, you know, shows the interactivity and the capabilities of her. I think she just needs a little bit more training. But you can do all.
Maybe operator error too, though. Who knows?
Bottom line,
do you like the 4S?
So far, I like it, but you know, while my daughter, you know, got one and she says it's going to change your life and you're going to become addicted.
Uh-huh.
No more so than I was with my BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm checking email, I'm texting people. You know, the interface, there's a name they have for it among computer heads. They call it elegant. Something is really,
well,
really
Apple is
nicely
nothing
designed,
if not elegant.
And they
always
are.
And always has been since my first Macintosh back in 84. Apple is nothing if not elegant. My wife has a
wonderful surfing experience.
My wife has a 4S and she loves it. I may be upgrading to a 4S myself.
Well, you know, it was important for me for my music just to be seamless between my iTunes and my handset.
That's so I could carry my music. It's the platform. The Apple platform is what you're talking about. And by the way, folks, we're going to talk about the power platforms in the next hour. Hey, Jeff, give us that website one more time, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
By the way, we'll talk about this more. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All good, Jim. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.